ప్రత్యగాత్మానం సర్వసాక్షిణం సద్విపర్యయేన అంతఃకరణాదిషు అధ్యవస్యతి. సో ది సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మా, ది ప్రత్యగాత్మ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఎట్సెట్రా, ఇట్ ఫాలోస్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ సీక్వెన్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫస్ట్ కారణ శరీర, దెన్ సూక్ష్మ శరీర, దెన్ స్థూల శరీర, లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ ప్రోగ్రెసెస్. సో దట్ ఈస్ పుట్ ఇన్ వెరీ నైస్లీ బై రత్న ప్రభాకర. So what happens is, when you wake up, you are alert. That alertness, which is the undifferentiated awareness, has no divisions. There is no sense of time in it, there is no sense of space in it, there is no sense of otherness in it. Because division has only three causes, three factors alone make division apparent. I don't say real. Division appears because of one or more of these three, and the three alone. They are desha, kala, vastu. Space seems to divide things. So all division is appreciated in the background of space. And then time divides. Like yesterday I met somebody, today is different, tomorrow. Time divides, separates. Time gives a sense of dispersion, spreading out. That spreading out sensation is given by the time sense. So mind, as you look at the mind and its content, this content of the mind appears to be spread out. That is the past, present, future idea. So the mind has a certain idea, certain content, and all that content is in the present only. But still it appears to be spread out. That appearance of a spreading out that is there in the mind, that is the time sense. And then the otherness. The moment you grasp, you have introduced otherness. Grasp with the mind. The moment you try to know, or the moment you try to grasp with the mind, you have introduced the otherness. So these three basic causes of division, Bheda Hetu, they are called in Sanskrit. So one of them or one or more of them must be there in place. Then only there will be division. If all the three are not there, then the sense of division will not be there. So division is established by these. Division comes in, not undividedness. Undividedness is there. It is the ground. It is the to begin with. And then division sets in. That is how it is. Division sets in, division goes away. In sleep there is no division. When you wake up, division comes. Again, when you go into sleep, there is no division. Therefore, undividedness is the ground on which division is brought in, is adhyasa. So division is the fundamental adhyasa. When you wake up, you are undivided, pure, undifferentiated, pure in the sense pure, free from ragadvesha. That is the idea of pure. Whenever the word pure comes, free from the opposites of like and dislike. So these are all interrelated. Once the division is there, then the like, dislike, opposite also will come into the picture. So undivided, pure awareness you are. That is what you are. And at once, immediately, the aham appears. Aham in Sanskrit, in English, I am appears. You can as well say I appears. I or I am. This aham iti sarvapratamaha karyadhyasaha. That is what they say. This is the very fundamental, very first adhyasa to give birth to an isolated entity or in isolated entity. The moment aham comes, now that already the sense of limitation is inbuilt in it, without bringing in the sense of limitation, the I sense cannot be there. Therefore, you just think of it. Why should there be I sense? Just the alertness, the awareness could be there without I sense. So that could be there. It is there also in our own life. The eye sense is absent, but the alertness is there. Therefore, The I sense is the very first adhyasa. Adhyasa of what on what. So, this fundamental ignorance that you are the unlimited, that is there. That is the ajnana. This ajnana, it continues. It is a dormant in sleep state, and when you wake up, it blossoms. In fact, the blossoming of the ajnana in the substratum of awareness is called waking state. So waking state is the blossom of what? Of the ajnana. Of course, the ground of atma is always there. So this aham is the adhyasa of atma in ajnana. Atmanaha ajnane adhyasaha is aham. Now atma appears as pure awareness which is being but limited. That is what aham. That but limited. So that means what happens, you know, as the aham appears, the I sense appears, it is as though it has wrenched itself out of the unlimited atma and made and appeared as a limited. It is like one bubble emerging onto the surface of the ocean. Now the bubble is limited. As ocean it is unlimited, but it is limited. So in the case of a bubble, you can say some physical phenomenon of some gas emerging out of the water, etc., is responsible for the formation of bubble. You can explain it like that. But in the case of the individual, the ignorance is there. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of one's own unlimited nature. Because the person, the individual, he has limited himself in space-time so strongly that the limitation has become inbuilt as a character, very intrinsic, and so it is there always. That is called ajnana. The sense of isolation, that is the ajnana. And that ajnana, it is there. And that ajnana is illuminated by the reflection of the Atma Chaitanya. Atma Chaitanya reflects in it. That is the superimposition. Now that brings out the sense of I, which is a limited being. That is the Prathama Adhyasa. This is called Adhyasa of the Pratyagatma in the Karana Sharira. Once the I sense is there, in the wake of that I sense, this I sense now it is soaked in that Atma awareness, and that I sense it further goes into the mind. It is the beginning of the mind. I sense itself is the beginning of the mind, and then further areas of the mind, further content of the mind, it comes to the light. So we say it is now Atma which is superimposed in I. Now as I, it reflects in the thoughts, antahkarana. And now, therefore, now you have the reflection of Atma already in the form of I in antahkarana is the superimposition or the adhyasa of the Atma in sukshma sharira. Antahkarana is the sukshma sharira. And now the sukshma sharira itself is soaked in awareness. As the reflection happens, as the reflection or superimposition, reflection happens and then identification is the superimposition. As the antahkarana is itself now soaked in atma chaitanyam, it reflects in the body. It further pervades the body. And now the body, it is the outcome of such a superimposition. In the sense that Atma, the awareness, is now superimposed on the sthola sharira. This is how the process of viparyayena. In the reverse direction, the superimposition of Atma on the anatma varga is explained. Once body becomes the Atma by adhyasa, then things related to body, like home, it is body's home. Wife, body's wife. Husband, body's husband. Son, body's son. So things related to body, they are not taken as things related to body, because the body itself is taken as Atma by adhyasa, and therefore things related to body are taken as things related to Atma. And so what we have, my house, my son, my meme and my story. So it continues. This is the Adhyasa. So it is a huge trip all the way. So what we call life is nothing but an ever-changing dream. That is what it is. All the way Adhyasa. There is no element of reality in it. One Mahatma used to say, this waking state, which is the samsara, is like puti koshmanda, means the putrefying koshmanda is what? Pumpkin. Yeah. Putrefying pumpkin. This putrefying pumpkin, it is spoiled inside, but it looks very good. Because its cover is very bright yellow and a strong cover, you know, the shell is strong, thick and strong, hard shell. Therefore, it won't allow you to gaze inside. And so inside it is all filled with worms, but outside it looks wonderful. That's why in India, for marriages, they have to purchase pumpkins. Because pumpkin is held there in a... It hangs from the roof as a symbol of Shubham. And then for the bridegroom's party, a few things are given that includes pumpkin also. And pumpkin is broken and used as a receptacle for harati. And then pumpkin is used for making sambar. So pumpkin is needed. So we go to the market and purchase a dozen pumpkins along with so many other things. Then there is the deal is, if any one particular pumpkin has worms in it, it will be returned. That is the deal. Because he doesn't know that we don't know. Some people say, no return, nothing. You take it or leave it. You take your chance. Anyway, the waking state and the samsara is like that. Pumpkin which is full of worms. You open it, all sides it is worm and worm and worms only. You just get revulsed about it. So the samsara is like that. There is no element of reality in it. It is an ever-changing dream that we call life. That is how it is. And people are wrapped in this ever-changing dream which they term as life. And so that is how. It is one big sad saga of Adhyasa. Nothing else. It has all that has to be said. For Vairagya purposes, it has to be said. We have to say, go on saying it. I have to say it, you have to hear it, or you have to say it, I have to hear it. It has to be said. Otherwise, this samsara becomes most, already it is very dominating, and it will remain what it is. If not, we have another facet of the samsara, called spiritual materialism. So, it becomes another samsara. So now we have, already we have a few facets of samsara, home, office, marketplace, this and that. Then we have one more to add to the list of samsara things. Should not be like that. Evam ayamanadihi anantaha naisargiko dhyasaha mitya pratyaya rupaha kartrutva bhoktrutva pravartakaha sarvaloka pratyakshaha. So this adhyasa, evam thus, this adhyasa, so sarvaloka pratyakshaha. Except for some of the people who don't want to accept Adhyasa because they are already committed to their own concepts. Like Mimamsakas, they don't accept Adhyasa. Because Adhyasa in terms of knowledge, Jnana Adhyasa, they don't accept. Once you don't accept Jnana Adhyasa, then the true knowledge coming and eliminating Adhyasa and making you liberated, that possibility itself is closed. Why should they take that kind of a stand against all common sense? Because for them, all good comes by karma only, karmana moksha. So if you just for 1 second you allow the Advaiti to say and get away with the statement jnanan mokshaha, then the entire karma structure is now in danger of collapsing. Therefore, Mimamsakas, even in their wildest dreams, they won't accept jnanan mokshaha. If you accept jnanadhyasa, means a mistake at the level of understanding, if you accept, then the jnanan mokshaha you have to accept. Therefore, the mistake itself you don't accept. There is no mistake at the level of jnana. Jnana is always pure. That's it. So that kind of a conceptual prison they built around themselves. So you cannot convince them. You cannot teach anything to them. Otherwise, if the person is a very simple person with an open mind, with some humility and a shraddha, these are not for the person. Why anybody should have shraddha to a bunch of bones and flesh? Unnecessary. As a sharira, we are all one. Sarve mutra purishnaha, like that Vyura says in Mahabharata. Therefore, as body, we are nothing. We are all one only. There is no difference. So, there is a shraddha for the shastra only, for the wisdom. So, for the wisdom, there is this wisdom. Again, shastra means not a library, not a structure, not a superstructure. This is all distraction ho jata hai. That's why I am saying all this. Shastra means the vision. That is the shastra. A living thought. A living thought is more worthier than, million times worthier than a library of books. Right? A living thought. That's it. And shraddha on that. That is the meaning of Upanishad. Upanishad Grantha is not Upanishad as the primary meaning of the Shankara says it every time he says it. Upanishad Granthaha Lakshanaya. As the secondary meaning, the book is called Upanishad. Physics is not the book of physics. But as secondary meaning only we call it Upanishad. Some secondary meaning is also there in the Loka Vyavahara. Otherwise, Upanishad means Athapara Yayata Dakshara Mahigam Yate. What happens inside you is the Upanishad. And what doesn't happen inside you, what remains outside is only Upanishad by Lakshana, that's all. That's why we need Shraddha, open-mindedness, etc. That is what he says, Sarva Loka Pratyakshaha Adhyasa. If only you have a little open mind and look at things with just a little common sense, it becomes very clear to anybody. He need not be a great scholar or any such thing, any simple person. Oh my God, there is adhyasa in my life. It is so clear. Sarva loka pratyakshaha. So, you see, that is the first beginning of the enlightenment. That I recognize that I am ignorant. That is the first step. Once that step is taken, then there is no question of looking back. Because he is no more ignorant. Who is ignorant? The one who is ignorant and doesn't know that he is ignorant. Alone is ignorant person. Suppose you know that you are ignorant, then are you ignorant? You are no more ignorant. Because you know that you are ignorant. Therefore, already the ignorance is shining in your knowingness. So you are that knowingness, not ignorance anymore. You have to work out a few details to get rid of this identification with this ignorance. The orientation will be there. So you have to work out a few details, you have to do some meditation, etc. and get rid of this identification by abiding as the Viveki. So that kind of tying up a few loose ends remains, but you have already begun the journey. Anyway, Sarva Loka Pratyakshaha. When did this Adhyasa begin? Anadihi. Anadihi beginningless. You see, beginningless we say, it is one way of answering the question. The question is wrong. The question is a wrong question. Understand? You see, a wrong question cannot be answered. It can only be seen as wrong. That's all. Therefore, when did this ajnana begin? Is a wrong question. Why it is a wrong question? Arey bhai, unless there is ajnana, you don't have time. Time is the product of ajnana. స్పేస్ ఈజ్ ది ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞాన. దెర్ మస్ట్ బి అజ్ఞాన అండ్ దెన్ అధ్యాస అండ్ దెన్ దట్ అధ్యాస హ్యాస్ టు కమ్ డౌన్ వన్ స్టెప్ ఇన్ టు ది అంతఃకరణ. దెన్ ద అంతఃకరణ ఈజ్ ఇన్ టైమ్. అంతఃకరణ యూ జస్ట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ యూ థింక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. అంతఃకరణ ఈజ్ ఏ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్, ఏ బండిల్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్. మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఇట్స్ కంటెంట్ యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ యూ. ఇట్స్ ఏ బండిల్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్ స్ప్రెడ్ ఇన్ టైమ్, నాట్ ఇన్ స్పేస్. స్ప్రెడ్ ఇన్ టైమ్. The world is a bundle of appearances spread in space. Antahkarana is a bundle of thoughts spread in time. That is what Antahkarana is. Therefore, there must be double adhyasa and then the word time becomes relevant. And now you want to know when that first adhyasa began, when did it begin? The question is wrong. Adhyasa hone se kal hota hai. So first adhyasa must be there, then kala will come. Therefore, when did it begin? That is the wrong question. So what is the way of answering the wrong question? The way is anadi, beginningless. Gaudapada says, there is nothing like beginningless. What do you mean by beginningless? Either there is a beginning or there is no beginning. What is this beginningless? What do you mean by that? Beginningless is a meaningless word. But it conveys a message. The message is, the question, when did adhyasa begin, is wrong. That is the message. Anadihi.
The one who is out of tune. In 13th chapter, he describes, where is this adhyana or adhyana?
Yeah, correct. He says, who is asking like that, he discusses it. Then, anantaha, it won't end. Unless that anantaha means, it's a qualified anantaha, so that's why. Anantaha means not that it is permanently anantaha, not like that. Jnanam vina dvamsa bhavata anantyam. So unless you open your eyes, open the third eye of wisdom and abide as a witness and practice discernment and clearly see the distinction. And then put an end. As you do that, the adhyasa will dissolve. As long as you don't do that, life after life after life, millions of lives may move, may happen, but adhyasa won't end. Karma is not going to put an end to it. Any qualification, karma or upasana, which are based on the idea of division. Without karma, without division, there is no karma, there is no upasana. All upasana and karma are based on the idea of division. And therefore, in themselves, they cannot put an end to this adhyasa. They can help you in purifying the mind, etc. They have their relevance. Paramparaya means aradupakarakam. Sannipatyopakarakam, aradupakarakam, like that we have a vyavastha. So, there is a sadhana which is with you, which is within you and helps you to know the truth. And there is a sadhana, an effort or a means which stands out of you, outside of you, away from you, but still helps to gain the truth. Karma is like that, aradupakarakam. It stands at a distance because the locus of karma is outside world and it is anatma, it expresses in anatma. So it is in anatma, it stands outside and yet it can help you. That is aradupakarakam. At a distance it is and it helps. Whereas shama, dama, etc., shanti, the inner peace and quietude, it is sannipatyopakarakam. It helps by being a part of you, within you. They are within you and they will help you to know the truth. Therefore, so you have to develop that vision and wisdom and get rid of the adhyasa by that kind of shamadama, etc. That is a nivritti dharma. So antakkarana dharma. So that is the way one has to put an end to it. By itself it won't end. Like the darkness in the cave, it won't end. Why it will end? What is the reason for it to end? There is no reason for it to end. It will continue forever. Unless somebody puts a light in there, somebody lights a lamp till then. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అనంతః నైసర్గిక. దిస్ నైసర్గిక ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. నైసర్గిక మీన్స్ ప్రవాహాధ్యాస. ఆల్రెడీ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్. బట్ జస్ట్ ఐ విల్ రిమైండ్ యూ, ద సూక్ష్మ శరీర అధ్యాస ఈజ్ ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై కారణ శరీరాధ్యాస. దేర్ మస్ట్ బి అధ్యాస ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మా ఇన్ ది కారణ శరీరం. కారణ శరీరం మీన్స్ దట్ ఇన్నేట్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐసోలేషన్. దట్ ఈస్ ది కారణ శరీర. సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐసోలేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హోల్ ఆర్ ఇన్నేట్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డివిజన్ అండ్ ఐసోలేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్. ఇన్ స్లీప్ యూ డోంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ బికాస్ ఇన్ స్లీప్ యూ డోంట్ ఫీల్ ఐసోలేటెడ్ ఆర్ సెపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హోల్. ది మూమెంట్ యూ వేకప్ ద ఫస్ట్ మూమెంట్ ఆల్సో యూ డోంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ బట్ ది నెక్స్ట్ మూమెంట్ యూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ దట్ ఈ దట్ గివ్స్ బర్త్ టు ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐ. దట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రథమ అధ్యాస, ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది అధ్యాస. అండ్ దెన్ దట్ ఫస్ట్ అధ్యాస హ్యాపన్స్, దెన్ ఇన్ ది వేక్ ఆఫ్ ఐ ఆల్ అదర్ థాట్ స్ట్రక్చర్ కమ్స్ టు లైట్ అండ్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ హ్యాపన్స్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ అధ్యాస. సో ది సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ అధ్యాస ఇన్ సూక్ష్మ శరీర ఈజ్ ప్రిసీడెడ్ బై ది అధ్యాస ఇన్ ది కారణ శరీర. దెన్ బిఫోర్ ది అధ్యాస ఆఫ్ కారణ శరీర వాట్ వాస్ దేర్? దట్ ఈస్ ది క్వశ్చన్. బికాస్ టు హ్యావ్ అధ్యాస, అన్లెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ అధ్యాస, దేర్ కెనాట్ బి ఐ సెన్స్. అన్లెస్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఐ సెన్స్, దేర్ కెనాట్ బి అధ్యాస ఇన్ ది సూక్ష్మ శరీర లెవెల్. దేర్ ఫోర్ అధ్యాస ఫీడ్స్ ఆన్ అధ్యాస. సో వేర్ ది ఫస్ట్ అధ్యాస బిగిన్స్, దట్ ఈస్ ది కారణ శరీరాధ్యాస ఐ సెన్స్. సో టుడే మార్నింగ్ ఇట్ బిగాన్. సో దట్ మీన్స్ ఎస్టర్డే నైట్ ఐ వాజ్ జ్ఞాని ఆర్ వాట్ బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ టు బెడ్? ఎస్టర్డే నైట్ ఇట్ వాస్ దేర్, ఎస్టర్డే మార్నింగ్ ఇట్ వాస్ దేర్, దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ కంటిన్యూడ్ ఇన్ టు ఎస్టర్డే నైట్. సో లైక్ దట్ ప్రవాహ ది కారణ శరీరాధ్యాస వాస్ దేర్ అండ్ యూ కెనాట్ గో బ్యాక్ అండ్ పిన్ పాయింట్ హియర్ ఇట్ బిగాన్. లైక్ దట్ యూ కెనాట్ పిన్ పాయింట్. యూ కెన్ ఓన్లీ సే టుడే మార్నింగ్స్ ఐ అధ్యాస ఈజ్ కాస్డ్ బై ది సంస్కారాస్ ఆఫ్ ఐ దట్ వర్ లేటెంట్ వెన్ ఐ వెంట్ ఇన్ టు స్లీప్ ఎస్టర్డే నైట్. ది సంస్కార ఐ వెంట్ ఇన్ టు స్లీప్ విత్ ఎ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐసోలేషన్ యాజ్ ఎ స్టాండ్ ఎలోన్ ఐ వెంట్ ఇన్ టు స్లీప్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ వెన్ ఐ వోక్ అప్ దట్ స్టాండ్ ఎలోన్నెస్ ఆర్ ఎలూఫ్ ఐసోలేటెడ్ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఐసోలేషన్ ఇట్ షైన్స్ అండ్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఇట్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్. సో ఐ బికమ్ instead of the awareness that brings the sense of isolation to light, I become the sense of isolation myself. So, and then follow other adhyasas. So, other adhyasas are logically explained by pointing out the earlier adhyasa. Why there is adhyasa at the mind level? Because there is adhyasa at the eye level. Ahankara adhyasa is there, then it came into a mind level. Why there is adhyasa at the body level? Because there is adhyasa at the mind level. Why there is adhyasa at the eye level? That is perennial. That is the pravaha. Because it was there yesterday night. Why there yesterday night? Because it was there yesterday morning when you wake up. So perennial. That is called naisargikaha. Means, sahaja siddha. The word naisargika translated as sahaja siddha. It is there from birth. That is how it is. The person is born with it. From the birth it is there. In the child it doesn't blossom. Because the child mind has to, it has to grow. The child's mind is in a latent state. As the child mind grows, then along with it, the sense of isolation also grows. And now the child becomes afraid and all that. That's why the child is never, it doesn't know what is fear, really the way we know. But it will learn all that later. It brings in a sense of fear also. So that is coming from the earlier birth. So this is pravaha. It is janma jata. It is there. It is born along with the birth of the individual. Therefore, naisargikaha. That is the reason why it doesn't occur, it doesn't look like a blemish to us. It doesn't look like an odd thing to us. Because it is there with us all the time. Like suppose a person is born with 6 fingers or 4 fingers, whatever. Then for him, that is, for the onlooker, the extra finger appears as an oddity. but not for him. For him it is janma jata. Similarly, so suppose a mole is there. For the other person, it is conspicuous. The mole is conspicuous. But not for the person himself. Suppose he is washing his face. Mole is not conspicuous for him. It is part of him. The abhyasa is like that. Therefore, we are born with it, but the wisdom lies in eliminating it. That is the meaning of naisargikaha. Mithyajnana nimittaha naisargikaha. Naisargikaha is the aham adhyasa. Mithyajnana nimittaha is the identification with the emotions, the sentiments, etc. That is the next stage adhyasa. In the adhyasa statement, mithyajnana nimittaha ahamidammamedamiti naisargikoyam loka vyavaharaha. Naisargika is the karanadhyasa. Mithyajnana nimitta is the karyadhyasa. Like that it is distinguished. Then this adhyasa, what is its form? In which form it is? Mithyapratyaya rupaha. It is, adhyasa is in the form of a misconception, a false notion. Mithyapratyaya rupaha. He nicely explains. Mithya apannava vachanam means a negating word, mithya. So pratiyate itu pratyayaha karya prapanchaha. So that means evam swarupa ityarthaha. You see, I tell you how. An object is there. Pratiyate. It is my book. This mindness, is it experienced or not? Is it shining or not? Is it appearing or not? It is appearing. The sense of mine, it is mine. That pratiti is there. Pratiti means pratiyate iti pratiti. You feel it or you experience it, and that is pratiti. So that mineness is the pratiti. That's why it is called pratyayaha. The sense of being mine appears. It is the pratyaya. Other than that pratyaya, is there anything substantial in real terms, what is called mine? There is nothing. So, that is its rupa. That pratyaya is its rupa. Pratyaya rupaha. So, on the movie screen, you see a hero or heroine. And other than your seeing of the hero or heroine, is there a hero or heroine in real terms on the movie screen? Not. There is no hero, no heroine on the movie screen. Your seeing is the hero and heroine. Hero and heroine is your seeing only. That's why the jagat is called loka. Lokyate iti lokaha. What is seen is loka. What is not loka. What is Brahman. What is seen is loka. That is adhyasa. So what is shukti. What is seen is rajata. Like that. What is Brahman. What is seen is loka. So to make it clear that it is seen only, jo bhasta hai. So what appears without being there, like serpent only. Serpent appears without ever being there. So the jagat appears without ever being there. That's why it's called pratyaya rupaha. If it appears and if it is there, then we don't call it mithya pratyaya rupaha. It appears but it is not there. That's why mithya pratyaya rupaha. That is the meaning of it. So karya prapanchaha. So the entire universe, which is the product of the superimposition of atma on a series of things, this is in the form of various pratyayas, various appearances, which are not real. That's why Sri Krishna in Gita says, na rupamasyeha tathopa labhyate nanto na chadir na cha sampratishtha tatha asya rupam na upalabhyate. Its form is not substantiated. Does means what? Tatha means does. So you see it, does, but you cannot substantiate it, doesly. I see it, does, but I cannot substantiate it, doesly. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ నరూపమస్యేహ తథోపలభ్యతే. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వెర్బ్. లైక్ మూవీ, యు సీ ది హీరో అండ్ హీరోయిన్ ఆన్ ది మూవీ స్క్రీన్. ఉపలబ్ధి మీన్స్ గో అండ్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఇట్. ఉపలబ్ధి మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఇట్. యూ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఇట్. గో అండ్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ది మూవీ. వాట్ యూ విల్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు? యూ విల్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ఎ స్క్రీన్. ఎర్లియర్ ఐ యూస్ టు సే, బట్ నౌ ఐ స్టాప్డ్ సేయింగ్. బికాస్ సంబడి పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్, దేర్ఫోర్ ఐ స్టాప్డ్ సేయింగ్. ఎర్లియర్ ఐ యూస్ టు సే, బికాస్ యూఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ క్లోజ్ టు మీ, ఐ యామ్ సేయింగ్. ఎర్లియర్ ఐ యూస్ టు సే, వెన్ యూ సీ షారన్ స్టోన్ ఆన్ ది మూవీ స్క్రీన్ and you want to catch hold of her, go and dash to the movie screen and catch hold of Sharon Stone. What will you get into your hands? Upalabhyate kya hai? Screen is upalabhyate, not Sharon Stone. That means na upalabhyate yatha drishyate tatha na upalabhyate rupyate ide. Sharon Stone, that's why I did not start using it. వాళ్ళు జట్లు వాళ్ళు టోల్డ్ స్వామిజీ ఆర్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు టెల్ దీస్ నేమ్స్. వై ఇస్ ఇట్ వై స్టాప్. సో జస్ట్ ఫర్ ఫన్ ఐ సెడ్ ఐ వుడ్ లవ్ ఐ స్టాప్ టు సే ఇస్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ పర్సన్. సో నరూపమస్యేహ తథా ఉపలభ్యతే. అరే జైసా దిక్తా హై రూపం మీద దిక్నా, జైసా దిక్తా హై వైసా నహీ మిల్తా హై. దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మిథ్యా ప్రత్యయ రూప. దట్ ఈస్ దిస్ వర్డ్ కర్తృత్వ భోక్తృత్వ ప్రవర్తక. ఇట్ పుషస్ యూ ఇన్ టు ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ కర్తృత్వ. ఇట్ పుట్స్ ఇన్ ప్లేస్ ద స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ కర్త. కర్తృత్వ ప్రవర్తక. సో విజ్ఞానం యజ్ఞందనతే ఆత్మ రిఫ్లెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ ది విజ్ఞాన అండ్ ది డిస్టింక్షన్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్. వివేక ఇస్ లాస్ట్. సో నౌ దేర్ ఈస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అండ్ ది విజ్ఞాన అండ్ విజ్ఞాన అండ్ ది ఆత్మ. విజ్ఞాన ఇస్ ది కర్త. జ్ఞాన మీన్స్ ద రిజాల్వ్. ద రిజాల్వ్ మైండ్ రిజాల్వ్స్. సీ యూ ఆస్క్ ఎనీ సైంటిస్ట్ ది లెగ్ మూవ్స్ ఫార్వర్డ్. దిస్ యాక్షన్ హౌ డిడ్ ఇట్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్? Because the leg received the message to move forward. And what is it that sent the message? The brain sent the message. What is the brain? It is the anatomical counterpart of the mind. Therefore, what is it that moved the leg? Mind. Mind moves the leg. And you say, I walk. Why you say, I walk? Unless you are the mind, you cannot say, I walk. No, no, I am the mind. Yeah, that is adhyasa. సో కర్తృత్వ, దట్స్ వై కర్తృత్వం ఇస్ రాంగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ రాంగ్ థియరిటికల్లీ, ఫిలసాఫికల్ విషన్ వైజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రాంగ్, అండ్ ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ టర్మ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హార్మ్ఫుల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కరెక్ట్. ఇట్ పుట్స్ అన్ ఎక్స్ట్రా బర్డెన్ అపాన్ యూ. యు సీ, అన్లెస్ యు క్రూసిఫై దిస్ ఈగో, దేర్ కెనాట్ బి రియల్ వాట్ ఈస్ రిఫరెక్షన్. యా, రిసరెక్షన్ మీన్స్ ఆత్మ ఎమర్జింగ్ ప్యూర్ ఆఫ్ డైవెస్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్స్. దట్ కెనాట్ హ్యాపన్ అన్లెస్ యు క్రూసిఫై ది ఈగో. ఎనీవే, సో కర్తృత్వ ప్రవర్తక ది అధ్యాస మేక్స్ అస్ ద డూయర్ అండ్ దెన్ భోక్తృత్వ ఈవెన్ వర్స్. దట్స్ వై శ్రీకృష్ణ హెజ్ అ మెథడ్. ఫస్ట్ న్యూట్రలైజ్డ్ భోక్తృత్వ, బిగిన్ వేర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బిగిన్. If you start with kartrutva, that is Sankhya Yoga. Kartrutva nirakaranam is Sankhya Yoga, aham akarta. You distinguish between the body and mind and atma. That is Sankhya, Viveka. In Viveka there is no kartrutva, that is Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Yoga, you don't begin with Sankhya Yoga. Yeah, if you can begin with Sankhya Yoga, you can. But the beginning is from Karma Yoga. So that means the neutralization of kartrutva, hoktrutva, both are put in place by the adhyasa. It has to come stepwise. Okay, which is the worst of the two, and which is the beginning of the, which is the cause of the two? So in the adhyasa where it began, I is the prathama, sarva prathamaha karya adhyasaha. That I, which is soaked in the awareness, it reflects further in the vijnana, and then you have the karta, that I is the bhokta. Why it became bhokta? Because it is isolated from the whole, there is whole standing opposite to it, and it wants to enjoy the sense of enjoyership, which is latent, together with the sense of isolatedness, is there in that I. That I is that. Ahankara. So, aham. Ahankara is karta really. Karoti iti karta, you know. Karaha. So, that bhokta is the beginning. Is the cause. Karta is the effect. And so, you start there. That is one way of explaining the karma yoga. Another way is, bhoktrutvam neutralization is easy. You can just invoke a person's shraddha for the higher truth. So, because in bhoktrutvam, the person is subserving the lower nature. There is a lower nature in us. There is an animal nature in us, if you don't mind my saying it. So, there is a lower nature in us. And we succumb to that lower nature in being the enjoyer. Because enjoyment is nothing but one is in a very exalted state of awareness, Atma, and from that state of Pratyagatma, he comes down into the limited being, and he doesn't stop there. Being an isolated stand-alone entity, so he wants to further go down in submitting himself or herself to an inanimate object. That means from the sattva guna, I is sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. You submit yourself to an inanimate object and seek pleasure from it. So the Chetana Purusha is now begging at the door of an inanimate object for a crumb of pleasure. This is the bhoktrutva, the worst, and therefore neutralize it. Karmanye vajikaraste, be the karta. You are the karta. He doesn't say you are the karta. He says you are the karta bhokta anyway. So you heed my advice. Continue to be the karta for the present. But don't be the bhokta. Ma phaleshu kadachana. Be the karta without being the bhokta. Bhoktratvam is neutralized, karma yoga. Then that is a very big thing it is. He has now become nishkama. So pure heart is very pure. Then desires are neutralized. Ragadveshas, fears, everything will be gone. So that means, you know what that means? It means that all the fickleness of the mind is neutralized. The mind becomes spontaneously calm and quiet. And then I tell him, Are bhai, Atma cannot be the karta. The body is the karta. The sense organs of action are the karta. It is the mind which impels them into all kinds of movements. You are the witness of the mind. You tell him, yeah, a pure mind can immediately come to know the distinction between the movement of mind and the sakshi. Because these are all interrelated, you know. It's not that mind is somewhere there and the atma is somewhere, or the sakshi is elsewhere. It's not like that. It's all interrelated. An impure mind can never appreciate the meaning of the word sakshi. Only a pure mind can appreciate it. And then the purpose of sakshitvam also will be over. You are not going to be sakshi forever or any such thing. So, kartrutvam elimination is easy. Therefore, kartrutva bhoktrutva pravartaka. That's why we have to work with bhoktrutvam, karma yoga. And ultimately, kartrutvam is sankhya yoga. Kartrutva nirakarnam is sankhya yoga. Because in sankhya, the deha is seen as an object, distinct from one's true self. And deha is the karta. All the time it is the body which moves. Movement is gross, bahiranga. And therefore, its locus is the gross body. So, that is how it is understood. Asya anartha hetoh prahanaya atmaikatva vidya pratipattaye సర్వే వేదాంతాః ఆరభ్యంతే. సో సమ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ సెంటెన్సెస్ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఎన్గ్రేవ్డ్ ఇన్ గోల్డ్. గోల్డ్ అండ్ కుడ్ బి రిటర్న్ ఇన్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ లెటర్స్. సో అస్య అధ్యాసస్య ప్రహాణాయ ఫర్ ది ఎలిమినేషన్, ఫర్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ఎలిమినేటింగ్ దిస్ అధ్యాస. బికాస్ వై షుడ్ వి ఎలిమినేట్ అధ్యాస? వై నాట్ జస్ట్ ఇప్పుడు యూ గో టు సినిమా, ఇన్ మూవీ దెర్ ఈస్ అన్ అధ్యాస. యూ ట్రాన్స్పోర్ట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ టు ది సీన్స్ అండ్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మూవీ స్టోరీ. You are not what you are, what you are really. The person is a family man or whatever he is, but in the movie, he identifies with what he sees. There is a transportation psychologically, and therefore he enjoys there. At that time, you go and talk with him something, so you are interfering with his identification, with his adhyasa. So he is doing adhyasa with the hero and heroine, and now you go on talking, then he objects. Hey, come on, stop talking like that, he objects, because the adhyasa is getting disturbed. So it is desirable adhyasa there. But, so like that, my body, my mind, I am the karta, I am the bhokta, this is very nice, I can go to heaven. Only a karta will go to heaven, a kartru atma, where it will go? So suppose I have no interest in heaven, then better to keep the adhyasa going for some more time. Why, after having one trip, then we can think of liberating adhyasa. So to begin with, have a trip to Bahamas and all that, then we can get rid of adhyasa. So what Mahatma told me, so America ja rahe hai, sir, jaake aake aaiye, atmanishtha baad mein dekha jaye. So like that, so heaven means America, that's why. So, adhyasa, we can hold on to it for some more time. This is the human nature. It is wrong. Because you are thinking that all the good things that are there in life, a nice home, some good lunch, dinner, etc., some movies, some picnics, this and that, these are all there because of adhyasa. That is what you are thinking. No. They are not there because of adhyasa. I ask you, is there some conflict and sorrow, fear and desires, etc. are there in your life or not? Of course they are there. They are there because of adhyasa. Anartha hetoho. Adhyasa won't do any purpose, any service for us. If you look at a serpent, rope and assume it to be serpent, do you get any benefit out of it? No, it is not any benefit. You are frightened out of your wits, unnecessarily. The moment the person sees a serpent in a rope, his digestion stops. Digestion is a 24-hour process. The moment he is frightened, when that fright reaction begins, the digestion stops. All kinds of, the entire biochemistry gets very badly affected. All kinds of unnecessary hormones are pumped into the bloodstream, adrenaline and all that. And the sugar balance gets disturbed. And the liver cannot function anymore. Now it is suspends its function, diverts all the energy, all the resources into this fright reaction. So the person, the heartbeat increases. Unnecessarily 120 by 80 becomes 150 or 160. So all kind of undesirable changes happen in the body, all for no reason. If there is a tiger about to pounce upon you, you need to run away. If the real serpent is there, you need to run away. All these things happen. There is justification. You need all them. In fact, Bhagavan put them in place for a real emergency. Now they are all coming to the fore for no reason whatsoever. Like in childhood, we had a story. A father and a boy are going through from one village to the other by walk. It's a 6 to 7 hours walk. And through the forest path. In those days it was like that. So all stories, just to, they bring to your mind a scene which is nowhere around. In India I am telling. So that kind of a situation. You don't see any forest, any tree you don't see anywhere. Only in stories we see trees. Indian landscape. Anyway, they have to improve it, that is all right. So, he was going through the forest path. It is a story. So if you want to hear of forest, etc., you have to go to Panchatantram, etc., stories you have to go. Anyway, so he was going, and then the father told, you footpath, you have to go in a single file. So father front, the son behind. So father told, I cannot look back all the time, you stay close to me, because there are dangerous animals around. And if you see any movement, any animal movement, etc., you alert me immediately. We have to go up a tree or something, we have to do. So these are the precautions, they are working. Then the father, this fellow, this young boy, he wanted to taunt the father. He said, Dad, tiger. And the dad, he jumped. And turned, where is there? Where? Come on, come on. Now he is already lifting this boy and going up the tree. Then the boy told, hey, I was making fun. That is the boy told. Then the father got down from the tree and put the boy again on the ground and told him, you should not tell lies like that. And so they are walking. A second time he did the same thing. This time father was again excited, but not that much. He got a small doubt that he may be telling a lie. And so he was alert and he jumped, but not that much. And so, hey, I told you not to tell lies. He gave a small hit. And never tell lies. I told you, why you are telling lies? Then they are walking. Now the real tiger came. This person told, father, tiger, the words are not coming. Tiger, tiger, like that he was saying. Father thought this fellow is lying. I told him not to lie. Still he is lying. The father put a few steps forward. He did not stop. And then he did not hear steps behind. He turned. The boy was already mauled by the tiger. So, therefore, anartha is caused by adhyasa. Adhyasa, the falsehood makes us suffer. I don't know why I told that story. Asya anartha heto prahanaya. So, whatever good things are there in our life, they are not caused by adhyasa. The conflict, the suffering, the fears, the desires, everything else is caused by adhyasa. And so the wisdom lies in recognizing the mistake as mistake. That is wisdom. You know, you see, what is wisdom? Wisdom is seeing the false as false. You need courage to see the false as false. You need courage. You need not see the truth. You cannot see the truth because you happen to be the truth. You can only be the truth. If you know the truth, you deny the truth already, because what is known is not the truth. In fact, there is a definition for the truth. It may sound very odd. The definition is, what is known is not the truth. That's it. That is the adhyasa. It goes to that level. Asya anartha hetoh prahanaya. So how to get rid of it? Adhyasa is a misconception, you know. A misreading. That is adhyasa. Correct reading is the solution. Atmaikatma vidya pratipattaya. Pratipattaya means gain. So you have to gain knowledge. That's it. That will put the end to adhyasa. What knowledge? The first adhyasa is what? I adhyasa. What is the basis of that ayadhyasa? Ajnana. What is the ajnana? The sense of isolation. That is the ajnana. That is ajnana. Please understand the ajnana as the karana sharira. That innate sense of isolation is ajnana. That's why for us, it requires a very special situation to overcome this sense of isolation. Most of the time, we live as stand-alones, isolated beings. But there are occasions, very rare occasions, in which this stand-aloneness drops off. Like you are watching a beautiful sunset, sunrise or sunset. At that moment, the stand-aloneness drops and you are in communion with the whole. There is no isolation. You are the whole. And that is there with us. And in those moments, we do not sense space, time, sense of isolation. All the deshakala vastu parichedha drop, and you are one with the whole, And you are, when you come out of that experience, you look back into it and understand that you were, and you cannot describe that experience really. It is something very special, unlike any other experience. So, there you were one with the whole, you were one with the truth, and you were one with the joy for no reason, reasonless joy. So, you are one with God. You are one with your true nature. That happens very rarely. In true love, that happens. And certain situations, like you look at a beautiful flower or sunrise, etc., where the glory of Ishvara is so resplendent, it happens. It can happen, not necessarily. If the mind is made very artificial, then what we'll do is, we are having a camera hanging there. Therefore, this beautiful thing where you could discover, you could lose yourself in the unity of the truth, instead of doing that, we convert the whole thing into a photo op. And so, you just, that means you have converted it into a sense-based experience. Katam ho gaya. There is no beauty is there. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. That is what Keats says. So, and Wordsworth says, he looks at daffodils and says, they are intimations to the infinite. Like that he says. They point out infinity to me. That means he is not looking at them as a sensual experience, as a sense-based experience. He is not trying to photograph them. Otherwise, you could have only very old photographs taken by a Wordsworth. You will not have any poems written by Wordsworth. That creativity won't be there. So this photo op, it just robs us of the creativity. So really, anyway, I'm not saying anything against photography, but the point is we should not be in a hurry to convert it into a mental experience. Mental experience is the worst thing. It doesn't serve any purpose. You will click a photo. Already you have clicked the 10,000 of them, they are begging for attention in some corner. So this adds to the pile. And one day what they will do, you know, in India they sit and tear them off and put in waste basket. Here they have some machine to do that also. Even to tear off also you have machine. So put into the machine and put the switch on and waste some more energy in addition to so much waste and convert it into trash. Why do you need to waste energy to convert it into trash? You should produce energy from trash, not to waste some more energy on trash. You can tear off like that, you know. No, no. It is secret. Somebody may pick up these things and put a lawsuit against you. Very litigant society. Very artificial. Anyway, so Atmaikatma Vidya Pratipate, that knowledge, which eliminates the sense of isolation, which takes you into the embrace of oneness, but which happens occasionally. So that is the knowledge which you have to get, which eliminates all adhyasa. And the purpose of all these Upanishads is only that. Sarve Vedantaha Arabhyante. You know, Arabhyante means Adhitya Vicharyante Ityarthaha. Shuru Karna. Arabhyante means Shuru Karna, to begin. What is it beginning? Study and reflect upon it. Adhitya Vicharyante. Study and reflect upon it. We have to contemplate. That's why I told you, our mind is its structure is not appropriate or conducive for contemplation. It is conducive only for interaction with the world, with a sense of isolation and all that. So we have to reorganize the structure of the mind and make it contemplative. That is what is called samadama, etc. So this manipulative mind should be changed into a contemplative mind. That is very important. That is the beginning of Vedanta. Without that, you did not even begin the Vedanta. Therefore, that is how Vedanta's Upanishad Vakyas, they work. In this sentence, it explains the subject matter of Vedanta and also the phalam. Phalam means not like karma phalam. The phala word is used. So, vicharita Vedantanam brahmatmaikyam vishayaha tikakara. సో మోక్ష ఫలమిత్యుక్తం భవతి అని శంకర సెడ్ దట్ స్టేట్మెంట్. హీ హాజ్ ఇన్ ఎ వే ప్రెజెంటెడ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత. హీ హాజ్ టు సే, యు నో, దిస్ ఇస్ అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషదిక్ వాక్యాస్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత? ఇట్ బికేమ్ క్లియర్ నౌ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆత్మైకత్వ విద్యా. విద్యా ఇస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్. సో ఆత్మైకత్వం ఇస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్. సో ది వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ విత్ బ్రహ్మ, బ్రహ్మ యూ హావ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ఇన్ దేర్. ఆత్మైకత్వ, ఆత్మ ఇస్ వన్ వితౌట్ ది సెకండ్ మీన్స్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ ది బ్రహ్మ ఇత్యర్థ. దట్ ఈస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్. అండ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ప్రయోజన. ఫలం మీన్స్ ప్రయోజనం, అనుబంధ చతుష్టయ ప్రయోజన ఇస్ దేర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రయోజన? ప్రయోజన ఇస్ మోక్ష. అనర్థ హేతో ప్రహాణాయ, సంసార సంసార నివృత్తి, మోక్ష, లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బాండేజ్ ఆఫ్ సంసార ఇస్ ది ప్రయోజనం. ఓకే, సో దెన్ యూ మెస్ సే వేదాంత స్మాల్ పూర్వపక్ష. వేదాంత హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన, ఎస్పెషల్లీ టీకాకార మనుషులకు ప్రాణోపాసన. ప్రాణోపాసన ఇస్ ది స్టెప్పింగ్ స్టోన్ ఫర్ ది అల్టిమేట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ వన్నెస్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఉపాసన. అండ్ సో వేదాంతేషు ప్రాణాది ఉపాస్తీనా, ఉపాస్తి ఇస్ ఉపాసన. సో దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ వాక్య, వన్ మహాత్మా యూస్ టు సే, ఈజ్ హీ కృతోపాస్తి అథవా అకృతోపాస్తి? ఎ స్టూడెంట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఫర్ వేదాంత స్టడీ. ది మహాత్మా ఆస్క్స్, ఈజ్ హీ కృతోపాస్తి ఆర్ అకృతోపాస్తి? మీన్స్ డిడ్ హీ డూ ది అప్రోప్రియట్ ఉపాసనాస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ నాట్? ఉపాసన మీన్స్ ప్రాణోపాసన ఎట్సెట్రా. నో నో, అకృతోపాస్తి. ఓకే, లెట్ హిమ్ డూ ఉపాసన ఫర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ ఇయర్స్, దెన్ వీ విల్ టీచ్ వేదాంత టు హిమ్. దట్ ఈస్ నో హీస్ కృతోపాస్తి. ఆ కృతోపాస్తి, ఓ ప్లీజ్ కమ్. Like that they respect. Kurtopasti means so much importance. So the idea is that nishkama bhakti must be there. Not this kind of dharma vani jiyako hena. Like Dharmaraja says, Dharmaraja says in Shanti Parvam, dharma vani jiyakaha. Dharma shopkeeping dharma or bhakti. Not that way. Nishkama bhakti has to be done. That is the kurtopasti. Kurtopasti is a person who has done it, he becomes eligible for gaining this knowledge. Because that mind has to be turned into contemplative nature. That is the Kurtopasana. Therefore, in Upanishads you find Upasanas because they are needed to promote the purification of mind. So for that reason they are there. Therefore, they are also part of Upanishads only. Just because we have said Upanishad subject matter is Brahmatmaikyam, that doesn't mean in all upasanas you make a bundle and throw out of the window. That is not the idea. The upasanas and karma yoga, etc., they are all included as a preparation for that oneness. Now, the last sentence, even this sentence is also considered very important. Yathachayamarthaha sarvesham vedantanam తథా వయమస్యాం శారీరకమీమాంసాయాం ప్రదర్శయిష్యామః. అయమర్థః సర్వేషాం వేదాంతానాం. ఇది వేదాంత ఉపనిషత్. పీపుల్ ఆస్క్ వెదర్ ద్వైత కరెక్ట్ ఆర్ అద్వైత కరెక్ట్. ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ విత్ అన్ ఓపెన్ మైండ్, యూ కెన్ గేజ్ వన్ ట్రెండ్ ఇన్ ది ఉపనిషదిక్ సెంటెన్సెస్. You can observe the trend, you know. So, you may not know every detail of the Upanishad in all its glory, etc. You may not know, but the general trend you can notice. What is the general trend? Is it pointing out that division must be there in your life? You should divide this from that, that from this. Is that what it is, what the Upanishad is teaching? Did it occur to you like that? So, you just open any translation of Upanishad and just read, or you know some Sanskrit, you read what it says. Is it teaching division or is it teaching unity? So it is very clear. To a novice it is clear that the Upanishad's trend is towards unity, like science. The trend is towards unity. Science also strives to discover unity in disparate looking things. That is how science works, and that is how Vedanta works. Philosophy and science have a similar trend. So, this point, yathachayamattva sarvesham vedantanam, this is well established. Even in Shankara's time, in one place he says, there is a Purupakshi, and so Karmavadi, etc. Then he says, you see, I appreciate your commitment to karma, but here is the Upanishad. You agree and I agree, everybody agrees that Upanishad talks about oneness. Like that the Purupaksha proceeds. That means when Shankara was talking of Upanishadic philosophy, there was nobody in the country, there was nobody in the group of these Mahatmas who was committed to the division as the ultimate truth. There was no such person around. This was what I was surprised to see in Brahadaranyaka and Brahmasutra Bhashya, etc. They were talking of the oneness as the ultimate, the division now, presently division is satyam, in future abheda is satyam. Like that they were struggling to incorporate the division into abheda, because abheda is never questioned. Abheda is the purport of the Upanishads, is the obvious fact to everybody. They had the intellectual honesty to recognize it. Yes, we all know, sir, we all know that Vedantas are talking of oneness. Who doesn't know that? We all know. But that oneness in an absolute way cannot be there. Because what happened to Karmakanda? All this Karmakanda you want us to throw out or what? So we have to accommodate it. Therefore let us compromise this way. Oneness later, now division. Like that they were struggling to reconcile. They were never rejecting Advaita, I tell you. Whereas, it is the Kali Yuga, as we progressed further, after 1,000 years after Shankara, then comes some theories saying that division is real. Even the Bauddhas, all kudos to them, they were not accepting the Brahman as the ultimate reality, but they were not committed to division the way some of these acharyas are committed. These religionists, they are the, that's why it is said like that, that the devil organizes or some such thing. Really, so the division is the ultimate for them. And therefore, once the division is the truth, then it is not only the division between God and human being that becomes the truth. Between the human beings, one difference from the other, one group different from the other group, that also becomes the truth. And therefore, it is a division all the way. Then man is different from animal, that is another division. So come to the west, man is different from the animal. Animals have no soul, another kind of division. So, this is not correct. Yathachayamattha sarvesham vedantanam. This is a well-established fact. Only thing is, we have some loose ends are there, or some angularities could be there, how to account for the division, etc., katrutvam, etc., how to account for all these things, some angularities could be there, some doubts could be there. So you have to round up some of the edges, all those things have to be done. That we will do. But a basic precept is widely accepted. Tatha jayamattha sarvesam vedantanam tatha vayam. Vayam means a plural. Acharya should be like that. If Acharya is mumbling words or he is not sure of himself, what kind of a teaching it will be? The students will not gain confidence. So sometimes the acharya has to hit the table and break a part or two and then say. He has to do that. The confidence must be there, you know. It is not arrogance. It is a self-confidence in what the person sees and talks about. That must reflect in the language. So it should not be misconstrued as arrogance or anything. Vayamasyam, vayam. We see the thing like daylight. We want to know? Okay, come and sit. Da vayam asyam pradarshayishyamaha. In this bhashya, we'll show it. Of course, vayam includes the Brahma Sutra Kata, Vadarayana Acharya. It is not I all going to do everything. It is the Vadarayana. Then Vadarayana himself is not the author of the Brahma Sutras in totality. The Upanishads are there. And from there he picks up a few things and puts it in the form of sutras. And Upanishad, each Upanishad has a rishi's name associated with it. It is a rishi's visham. We are all together presenting it. Tata vayamasyam pradarshishyamaha. Now he has a master stroke yet to come. He is not over. That is the name of the Brahma Sutra Bhashya in his version is the Sharirakam Mimamsa. Mimamsa Pujita Vichara. A sacred analysis. You see, we sit. Suppose we sit and discuss whether Republican is great or Democrat is great. Which is great? Both are, which is great? Republican has got its good points and bad points. Democrats have got its good points and bad points. So that kind of a discussion is endless. We see in India, this kind of politics, I quote from India only because I come from there. So this kind of politics, they hit a rock bottom. This is no more a gentleman's game. It is a, here it is a gentleman's game. They shake hands and even hug and have a common photograph and all that and then fight with each other and then shake hands and again one more photo and then disperse. Whereas in India it is a game of rowdies with swords and pistols. That is a, that kind of a, it hits a rock bottom. So, Lalu Prasad Yadav, cabinet minister, gets up and abuses the other person in four letter words in the parliament. It is not a gentleman's game anymore. And then the opposition party and the doing party is there. Suppose there is a factory, aluminium company and Hindustan Alco something is there. It is a sixth government industry for the last 25 years. Every year making 300 crore loss. Never producing any aluminium. It doesn't produce any aluminium. Except aluminium, all everything is going on. Now, what should we do with it? So, Congress party was in opposition. BJP was in ruling party. BJP says, we should privatize it. Congress says, no, we should not. In fact, the process of privatization was started with Congress only. But now, because it is in the opposition, it says, you cannot. BJP says, we should get rid of it. It is a drain on the money of the exchequer as well, etc. Then, now BJP is gone. This job is not yet done. Now Congress comes. And it was this Congress, which was against privatization till yesterday night, today morning it wants to privatize. And this BJP, can you believe it? It says we should not privatize. Now whom should we support? So this kind of analysis, it is apujita vichara. We should not get caught in it. We should just transcend it. It doesn't deserve our attention. Mimamsa is pujita vichara. We sit and discuss a few nice things. It could be family things could be discussed, some friendly things could be discussed. Give and take could be there, some finances can be discussed, some advice can be taken, some health issues can be discussed, everything can be discussed. And Vedanta, some study that should be there. But never this kind of thing. It is apujita vichara. So in our life, what are all the types of discussions that we are engaging ourselves in? Wherever it is meaningless, we should avoid it. So pujita mimamsa we should do, right kind of mimamsa we should do. And that is the meaning of Mimamsa. Brahmavadino Mimagum Sante. Like that many vakyas come. The students of Veda, they are doing Mimamsa. Because they have studied these vakyas and they want to know their meaning. And get some benefit out of what all they have by hearted. So that is Mimamsa. And this is Mimamsa. Because Veda vakyas are analyzed. That is the Mimamsa. Then this Mimamsa is called Shariraka Mimamsa. So, Shariramewa Shariratam. Ka is a Kutsitarthe Kapracheyaha. Alparthe Kapracheyaha. Bala eva balakaha. A small boy. Instead of saying a boy, you want to say small boy. That is balakaha. Balaha balakaha. Shariram Shariratam. Sharira is Napumsakalinga. So shariram is body. Shariram means the body which is prone to all kinds of diseases and problems. That kapracha is kuchitarthe kapracha, Sanskrit, you know. Tadhita prayoga. So just by adding a pratyaya, the meaning, it acquires enhanced meaning. So kuchitarthe, what body bhai. You do so much service to it and it pays back in pain. You give a nice dinner to it, next day it pays back in terrific stomach pain. And you give nice sweets day after day, sweets, butter, oil, all those things you give to it. It pays back in the pain of diabetes. So, kuchitam. Body, it is a kurtaghana. It is a, you do good service to it, it pays back in the opposite to you. Sharira kam. This is for the vairagya sake, the kapratyaya. You have to put it. You should not object to it. If you object, that means your body identity is there. We have to object to that. Therefore, don't object to it. Just enjoy it, that's it. Because vairagya is important. Therefore, a few things have to be said as part of the game. Sharirakam. Then, shariramewa sharirakam kuchitatvat. Acharya, the tikakara. Tannivasi shariirako jivaha. The anpratyayaha. Nivasarthe anna. So sharirakam sharirake bhavaha, sharirake bhavaha. So, and you add, then adi vruddhi will come. The first vowel gets elongated. So sharirakaha, anna atogune, anybody knows atogune? Okay. Atogune sharirika plus atogune. So you get purva rupa sharirakaha, how only you will get. So then adi vruddhi sharirakaha, that is how it is. So the indweller of this body, therefore it is not the mimamsa of Ishvara, really speaking, because you want to know Ishvara. Where will you start? So you want to know the truth. The truth could be Ishvara, the truth could be jiva. So you want to start far off or you want to start near? Generally human mind wants to start far away. Better to start at the beginning. That is Upanishad. Upanishad means start at the beginning, start at the near. Start near, why? Why do you want to start far off? Start near. That is Upanishad. No, we want to search for the truth. Okay, begin it. Swarga kamo. Are why? Swarga is far off, you know. Truth in the form of Vishnu resides in Vaikuntha, is that the beginning? That is how you begin? You begin very far away. No, you begin with yourself. Begin the search of the truth nearest Upanishad. That is the meaning of Shariraka. So what is the truth of this Shariraka, the indweller of this body? The indweller. What is it that indwells this body? What is it? Make a mimamsa. You arrive at the highest truth, which is Brahma. Because Ishvara sarva bhutanam hrudeshe arjuna tishtati. So, you begin nearest. You will go very far, I tell you. You start at the far. You will not be able to take even the very first step. You will be stuck at the beginning itself. Begin near, you will go very far. So that is the meaning of Shariraka Mimamsa. Interestingly, how this jiva arose in the first place? How jiva came into... You are now planning to discuss the reality of the jiva. How jiva came into existence? Jiva came into existence by adhyasa. Without adhyasa, there is no jiva. Therefore, adhyasa bhashyam is put on the right pedestal. By calling the Mimamsa as a Shariraka Mimamsa, Shankara has brought in the vision of Adhyasa into the word itself. Therefore, the Tekakarasa Mahatma says, in naming it Shariraka Mimamsa, by just giving that name, it is Shankara's nomenclature. Nobody said Shariraka Mimamsa earlier. He named it as Shariraka Mimamsa. Of course, the word sharira, shariraka, sharira, etc. They are heard in Brahmanika Upanishad, etc. a few times. Sharira, atma, yapur, vasya, taitri also it says. So sharira alone is shariraka, just for vairagya sake, to include vairagya ka is added, the word is there, but Brahma Sutra called as the shariraka mimamsa is the Shankara's master stroke. And so those people who do not like this name, they say Shankara wanted to justify his adhyasa bhashyam, therefore he called it shariraka mimamsa. They point it out as a purva paksha. We say it is not doshanam, it is bhoshanam for us. So did he incorporate adhyasa bhashya into the word shariraka? If so, we do not consider it as a disadvantage. We consider it as alankara only. Therefore, we are very happy to know that the word shariraka includes the entire vision of adhyasa in it. Because without adhyasa, the jivatvam itself is not possible. So jivaha tasya brahmatva vicharaha. So now the vigraha vakyam. Shariram kutsitam sharirakam. Sharirake bhavaha sharirakaha jivaha. Sharirakasya, namely jivasya, brahmatva mimamsa. The jiva's true nature is Brahma. Brahma means unlimited reality. That is the Brahma. So the jiva, in association with the body by adhyasa, appears to be limited. But if you just carefully understand, then it becomes very clear that he is limited only in appearance. You are limited only as body, not as your true self. It is the body which is small, and it is the mind which is limited in time. Small means limited in space. It is the body which is limited in space, not you. It is the mind which is limited in time, because mind is a spread in time, not you. You are the witness of both the space and time, and as such you transcend both the space-time. You have to only know yourself. O man, know thyself. So that is all you have to do. And so it is done by a mimamsa, an analysis of the truth. Then what about upasanas? Our Tikakara is worried whether upasanas will be left behind. Only Brahma, then what about upasanas? So chittaikagriya dvara atmaitya jnanarthatva tadvasya namapi tatparyam. So chitta ekagrata, the contemplativeness of the mind, is the precondition for gaining this knowledge. The mind is very fickle with all kinds of desires and fears. So the mind cannot come to know the truth. So it covers up the truth. Cover like moon in the solar eclipse. The moon covers the sun. Like that, the mind covers the truth of Atma, which is sitting there all the time. It is the ground of everything. It just covers up the ground itself. And so, that problem should be addressed by appropriate upasanas also. Because Brahma Sutra discusses a few upasanas. That's why he is just preparing the ground for it. So, pradarshayishya mahadhyana, Tikakara concludes like this. So adhyasa is established. That means, adhyasa is established means what, you know? The division between the individual and Brahman is there in place by mistake. That is what is established. Once adhyasa is established, then the ground is ready for discussing the oneness. Without establishing adhyasa, you cannot discuss oneness. The servants cannot sit and start discussing about their oneness with the king, because they are not one with the king. They are different from the king. If the king comes to know that these people are discussing about oneness with the king, then he will get them arrested and put in jail. That becomes a treason. So, If the division is there by mistake, my God, then it is worth discussing. So Shastra Marambhaniyam, that is what Tikakara says, that means the stay vacated. So Shastra need not be started, that kind of stay is vacated. శారీరక మీమాంసాయాం ప్రదర్శయిష్యామః. వీ విల్ షో యూ, ఇఫ్ ఓన్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ పేషెన్స్ టు పర్స్యూ, దెన్ వీ విల్ షో యూ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ అబౌట్. యూ మే నౌ సే దిస్ అథాతో బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస వేదాంత మీమాంసా శాస్త్రస్య యాచిఖ్యాసితస్య ఇదమాదిమం సూత్రం. We have an intention to explain yachikhyasitasya, yakhyatum ishtasya, sannanta. So there is a wish to explain this shastra. It is also called Vedanta Mimamsa Shastra. It is a Shariraka Mimamsa, also known as Vedanta Mimamsa, in contrast to Veda Mimamsa. There is another reason to call it Vedanta Mimamsa. So that becomes the description of the next section really. So this Vedanta Mimamsa, we have a wish to explain it. And so this is the first sutra, idam adimam sutra, the beginning sutra. That is athato brahma jignasa. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమ. హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్.